Hello and welcome to How Do You Feel, the show that is dedicated to your health and wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I'm your host, Lorraine King, and today I am speaking with Jessica Johnson, who is the health education specialist. Are you the health education specialist? Or are you one of the health education specialists?
I am one of a team of health education specialists. We have a team of health education specialists as well as interns and volunteers that all help us make an impact on the community.
Oh, thank you so much for being here and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. You mentioned to me that you just finished speaking to a group of four-year-olds about the heart. I mean, not four-year-olds, fourth graders.
Yes, so more like 9 or 10-year-olds. But yes, they just came for a field trip to learn about their hearts in an interactive way. So
okay. So maybe next time that you'll speak to us about the heart. But today, you're going to be talking about the Illinois Tobacco-Free Communities Program. So, of course, our listeners would love it if you would explain what that is.
Yes, of course. So, Illinois Tobacco-Free Communities, it is a state health department-funded program. And different cities throughout the state of Illinois, the local health departments, will receive grant funding to address tobacco-related concerns in their own communities. So here in Tri-County, we work with Tazewell, Woodford, and Peoria City County Health Departments to promote tobacco-free policy adoption that includes restricting vaping, chewing, and smoking in places that aren't already required by law. So that could be apartment complexes, that could be outdoor spaces, events, parks, etc. And we also promote the Illinois Tobacco-Free Quit Line, which I will talk about today as well.
Okay, now you just gave me a lot. First of all, I didn't realize we still had that big of a problem as far as where and when to smoke tobacco. So that is still a challenge for us in this community, are you saying?
Yes. So Illinois has better laws than the rest of the country as far as restricting tobacco use in areas where there's other members of the public that could be harmed by things like secondhand smoke. So the Smoke-Free Illinois Act restricted smoking indoors within 15 feet of most public establishments.
Like restaurants?
Yes. Now, that's since 2008, but there's actually a new part of that law that came into effect January 1st this year that also restricts vaping. So essentially, vaping is included in the definition of smoking. So if anyone's ever seen people pull out their vape devices at a restaurant or at a bar or at a concert, kind of sneaking in and out, technically that hasn't been restricted by Illinois law until this year. So
it took effect the 1st of January.
It did. There's a lot of education happening for establishments right now, but vaping is included in that restriction, which we're excited about because secondhand smoke or aerosol, what's coming out of those devices, it can be hurting other people besides the one actually doing the smoking or vaping.
Now, see, I've never seen anybody vape, and I'm not familiar with vaping. So that gives off unhealthy fumes as well?
Yes. So smoke and it's considered aerosol. So chemicals like what come out of a can of hairspray. They're different chemicals, but it's a similar idea. There are similarities between the chemicals both in smoke and what comes out of e-cigarettes, including cancer-causing chemicals and other problematic chemicals that shouldn't be anywhere near our lungs.
Okay. So it sounds like what I'm just learning is vaping is just as harmful as smoking cigarettes.
So there is a difference in the amount of cancer-causing chemicals and things like that if you actually really look at both. But especially when it comes to young people, they shouldn't be initiating any form of tobacco use. And there is something about e-cigarettes now that actually makes them more addictive than smoking cigarettes. So the amount of nicotine can be in a single vaping device can be equivalent to hundreds of cigarettes worth of nicotine. And kids could use those or adults. But unfortunately, kids have been using them more anywhere between a day to 2 weeks. They'll go through one of those, which could be equivalent, like I said, anywhere from like 40 cigarettes up to hundreds of cigarettes worth of nicotine.
So vaping has nicotine the same as cigarettes or any other tobacco products has nicotine.
Yes.
So it's not, it's people are led to think that it's safer because the amount is smaller. Is that what it is?
So, well, the amount of nicotine is actually greater than what's in cigarettes. Yeah, the amount of nicotine in one single vape device, like an Elf bar, for example, is equivalent or equal to hundreds of cigarettes worth of nicotine.
I don't get it, but then why would they vape instead of smoke?
Well,
is one supposed to be cooler?
Unfortunately, so basically, here, if you go kind of in the history, public health did a really great job of educating the public, including young people, over the past few decades about the dangers of smoking. So in the 1960s, the U.S. Surgeon General came out and said smoking causes lung cancer. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to reduce the smoking rates of like cigarettes and other tobacco products like that a lot. But the big tobacco companies didn't like that. They're losing money. They're older adults that they got addicted. They're not going to live forever. So vaping companies are actually sometimes one and the same. Tobacco companies either invested or became vaping companies and started using the same playbook, marketing strategies to try and get young people using flavors, spending millions of dollars when there's legislation that's trying to restrict flavors or make it less accessible to young people. The tobacco and vaping companies, they know that. They know that they will lose customers with any new restrictive laws. So there's constantly a battle going on. But their number one goal is to make money, and they do that by getting people addicted so that they'll spend money the rest of their lives.
And it sounds like the vaping machines actually have a greater propensity for people to get addicted to nicotine.
Yes, the newer ones now.
So it's worse.
Yes, the newer ones now are salt-based, and they're designed in a way to deliver huge amounts of nicotine faster and smoother to the brain. So some people say, the vaping companies like to say, well, we're introducing our products to help older adults quit smoking. When in actuality, if someone does, switch over, which oftentimes people end up using both, they could be becoming more strongly addicted to nicotine. Plus, vaping has only been around for about 15 or so years. So long-term studies are still being done on what the effects are of people using these devices throughout their lives. So there are much better ways to quit smoking, and based on a lot of factors, it's younger people that are really taking the hit for this the most.
This is just amazing to me. I had no idea, and I feel badly that I haven't learned more. I thought it was supposed to be a positive move to get less nicotine or no nicotine, but you're saying they only get more nicotine. They multiply it.
Typically. So there are some vaping devices that will say no nicotine. Now, whether that actually has no nicotine is up for debate. When those have been tested by third-party labs, sometimes they actually do have some. Mm-hmm. But even if there is actually no nicotine in a vaping device, there are still other harmful chemicals that might either be the flavor or something else in them that are going to damage the heart and lungs and body. So even if kids are thinking, well, it doesn't have any nicotine, really, our respiratory system isn't designed to have that much of a hit over and over and over by toxic chemicals, right? It's designed to deal with other, general breathing and being around barbecues and smoke like that. But to constantly be hitting it with a vaping device or a cigarette or whatever it might be, our respiratory system isn't really designed to be able to handle that efficiently.
So the vaping machines actually increase the chances that these young people would get hooked, and the young people think it's cool, and they think they might be doing something beneficial when it's actually the reverse.
Definitely.
Then you also talked about the Smoke-Free Illinois Act restricts public smoking in public places, but you said in January it extended that to vaping machines. Mm-hmm. And then the public places, have they expanded the places that you cannot smoke or use vaping machines with this new act that took effect January 1st?
So essentially that remains the same. Basically all public indoor places, with very few exceptions, do not allow smoking or vaping within the establishment or within 15 feet of any doors, windows, or entrances. So there is new updated signage that's being disseminated. So if you've seen the, stay 15 feet away, there's updated signage that's going to include a little picture to be more inclusive so people understand that it also includes vaping devices.
So do we have or not we, but does the health department have, or HALT have information or flyers or that says vaping is bad for you? Just like we say tobacco is bad for you? Do we have that?
We definitely do have resources. And one of the resources that we're really proud of at HALT Center that we did work with health departments and other community partners with was this year, this school year, we worked really hard based on requests from schools to dig into seeing what resources are available for mostly teens, but also adults could use many of them as well, that need help getting through a nicotine addiction because of vaping. So we found all sorts of online resources. We have a resource guide at HALT that we can make available to any schools or even individuals that might be interested. They're all, it's all information you can find online, but to have it all together in one document that we've vetted, that we've looked through, is really helpful. So that's something we're really excited about that was definitely a need in our community. How do schools address this, right? So we wanted to give them something tangible that they can take and be able to actually help students instead of just punishing them.
So teens have to be of age like 18 to purchase vaping products?
So it's actually 21.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's so newer to it. It used to be 18, but within the past few years, I can't remember the exact year, but the age did change to 21, which was, it's a big deal because when it was 18, it was still kind of like, oh, someone that's in high school, they could get their older friend to get it. So when you make it 21, you make it a little bit less accessible to high school students. Now, that being said, unfortunately, there's still going to be loopholes, ways that teens get a hold of these products. And once they do, they become addicted. It's very hard to stop. So that being said, yes, it's against the law for them to even have it. But we also want schools and families and communities to be able to address it because it's not, once a teen becomes addicted, that's a brain disease, right? They're going to be craving it over and over despite getting, you know, a detention or suspended or something. So we've been really trying to work with schools to identify what programs are out there, and there's several, to actually hopefully help students and help them hopefully quit vaping.
So you'd have to have withdrawal programs for vaping as well as tobacco.
Yes. And some of them are one and the same because it's all about a nicotine addiction. But there's some programs that really kind of target, like, even, you know, what product is a teen using, because they then can have more targeted help. So kind of what I'm talking about with that, there's a couple, I think, that are text-based. So students that actually want to quit can text a number, not get in trouble or anything. And it'll text them back, find out what product they're using, if they have a quit date, send all sorts of supportive messages. So there's some that are self-guided like that. And then there's other programs that involve like a facilitator with an adult, or Illinois Tobacco Quit Line even includes help for kids as young as 13 now, because it is a big need.
Okay. Now, since we know about the detrimental side effects, do you meet with property managers and other places to inform them of the dangers of the smoking? And then do you try to get them to ban it from their outdoor places where people assemble in great numbers?
Yes. So a big part of this program is policy change, as policy change, it can impact a great amount of people. So we will meet with like event coordinators, property managers, business owners that are interested in expanding whatever policy they might already have. So they may only have what's required by law. But let's say someone wants to make their entire campus smoke or tobacco free. We can help with signage. We can help with language on that. When it comes to like apartment complexes, the smoke or aerosol from vapes, it becomes shared air. There's a study done that shows 35 to 65% of any air at any given time in like a condominium or apartment complex, people are breathing in each other's air. So if people are smoking or vaping in their units, then they're affecting everyone else around them. So that is something that we try and educate the community about. We've been sending out mailers this past year to all the different owners of multi-unit housing in the area to consider, if they don't already have one, including a policy that restricts smoking or vaping within the home because of how it can affect the neighbors and through the walls and cracks and ventilation systems, et cetera.
Now, since smoking and vaping both have a detrimental effect, you know, on teens and adults, then are the detrimental effects compounded when you look at young kids that might be exposed to that in the home or, mm-hmm. you know, with family members or some outing like a picnic or something?
Yeah, definitely. So another aspect to this, you brought up kids. So something that can happen in indoor environments, for example, is third-hand smoke or aerosol. In other words, what's left behind. So if you've ever walked in a place and seen the yellowing on the walls or any, and it smells like smoke, even mm-hmm. though no one's smoking. Mm-hmm. If you think of little like babies and pets crawling around, they're licking that up. It's getting on them, and that can be really detrimental. But in general, like you said, even picnics, outdoor places, kids can't always control where they are. So it's important for them to be in spaces where they aren't essentially, you know, in a position where they have to be breathing in someone else's smoke or aerosol from vaping devices. And if kids too see signage saying smoke-free, vape-free, that will influence them. They'll see that it's the norm, it's the healthy thing to do to have an environment where people aren't smoking or vaping and having to breathe it in all the time.
Now, a lot of people think if they're outside, that is safe because mm-hmm. there's all this air. But if they're in close proximity, they're not safe.
Right. So that's where we try and do some education on outdoor spaces, too. We've had some success with getting outdoor events to promote smoke and vape free, because in areas where people are congregating, people are smoking, vaping, that's going to be hurting people around them. So we've had a lot of success with working with various events and campuses. I do know one of our big projects right now, and they may make an announcement on their own, but we are helping Peoria Park District get signs for all their properties, all their outdoor properties, to be smoke and vape free. We're really excited about that. We're in the process of finalizing that. But we've been partnering with them this grant year.
That's huge.
On that project, yes.
Okay, now early on you talked about restricted areas. Mm-hmm. And we, of course, know that restaurants and schools and churches are included.
Yep.
What about Uber and taxis? Are they included in that? Like, can you say, mm-hmm. ask the person to put that cigarette out if the driver is smoking or something?
Oh, that's a great question.
I know, now, like, buses, is not allowed on buses, right? It's not allowed on trains, right?
Okay, so from what I am reading about Uber drivers, it looks like Uber drivers are not supposed to be smoking with passengers in the car.
Okay.
And if that happens, you're supposed to ask them nicely to put it out. Of course, you know, there can be all sorts of things that actually happen in real life. So my best recommendation in those cases would be to try and go through the Uber app. Or there is also a way on the Illinois Department of Public Health website, if you think someone has been breaking the law or mm-hmm. smoking somewhere they shouldn't, you can make a formal complaint on the Illinois Department of Public Health website as well.
Okay. Now, you said you're working in tandem with the health department. So mm-hmm. what kinds of activities is HALT doing with the Peoria City County Health Department?
So Peoria City County Health Department actually owns this grant.
Okay.
So they subcontract HALT Center to do a lot of the work for it. And then we work with teams at Tazewell and Woodford County to make sure we all have similar messaging. We'll roll out social media posts in tandem with each other. We'll create brochures. We make sure all our signage is similar. So we really work together on this project to help each other out and make connections in the community as well.
Okay. So if someone's listening and hearing all this and they want to find a way to get over their addiction to vaping or regular tobacco, what kind of assistance can you offer them, like the regular person, if they were looking for help? I remember once mm-hmm. when I was teaching a class at ICC on a Saturday, and some guy was saying, you know, he really wanted to quit smoking, but, you know, he couldn't afford any programs. And I remember this mm-hmm. young lady saying, oh, you can go such and such. It was a long time ago, to get free help. Is that the health department and health center?
Yeah, that's a great question. So although the health departments and HALT Center don't provide direct services with cessation, we are great for resources. We can provide resources. And one of the best ones in Illinois is that Illinois Tobacco Quit Line. So if someone calls So the Illinois Tobacco Quit Line, 1-866-784-8937. Someone can receive free, no-cost counseling and support to quit smoking. And depending on someone's, whether they're insured or not insured, low income, they may be able to get free, no-cost access to things like patches, lozenges, etc. Again, all through that Illinois Tobacco Quit Line. And they will help people as young as 13 that are addicted to nicotine now.
Wow, without parental consent.
So they... I'm not 100% sure on the parental consent part, but all of that would be figured out with them.
Okay.
Right? If someone reaches out. Now, there are, we do have, so if someone reaches out to Holt Center, we can provide all sorts of quitting nicotine resources. Like I had mentioned, we have a whole guide very specific to like vaping in teens, but some of it may be useful for adults as well. So if someone reached out to Holt Center, we would be able to provide a number of resources that are available.
But you don't actually have those kinds of classes on site, but you can direct them to places.
We can.
And then what did you say the Illinois Tobacco Quit Line number is? 800?
So it's 1-866-784-8937.
Oh, 866-784.
Yes.
8937. Okay, 866-784-8937.
Yeah, I'm making
That's
sure.
That's Illinois Tobacco Quit Line if somebody wants to quit. And you will speak to individuals as young as 13.
Yes, they will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now then, I think you said on April Fool's Day, there's something that's not a trick. And you it's called Take Down Tobacco, but it used to be known as Kick Butts Day.
Yes. I know. So I remember it throughout most of my career being Kick Butts Day. The idea being kick the habit, kick the addiction, the cigarette.
Not physically harming anyone.
So I wonder, well, part of it, the name change might be that if people are using vaping devices, technically there's no cigarette butts.
Okay.
Right? But make no mistake, those devices are still harmful to the environment. Mm-hmm. A lot of that does not break down easily, et cetera. So, yes. Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action is April 1st, right? It is no joke, but it is a day of smoking or anti-smoking activism. So we will definitely be posting on social media that day. You can follow your local health departments and Holt Center for Healthy Living. But just having kind of those national holidays to be good reminders and days when it can be really a really good conversation to have. With students, with kids, or anyone in your life that may need help kicking the tobacco habit.
Will you have special events that day that people can register and go in and get the information that they typically might not have access to? Like, you can come here and get all this information on April 1st, the Kick Butts Day?
So I wish we could say that we will, but we don't have anything planned right at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But... if we do come up with something in the next few weeks, we'll definitely be posting on our social media. But in general, anyone could call Holt Center at any time. The number is 309-692-6650, or call your local health department. We also have a email address for the whole Illinois Tobacco Free Communities program. That's Tri-County. So that's tobaccofree@tchd.net. And if you email or call, we would definitely be happy to get in touch with you. Or if there's something you were interested in doing in your own community for April 1st or any time, we'd be happy to be a part of it or get you in the right direction.
Because it could be a group like, you know, they have the AAA Anonymous, so they could have the same thing for vaping, right?
So
they have groups like that?
There are programs that are designed to be small group based.
Mm-hmm.
And Holt Center has done those in the past, but our grant funding has just changed over time with what we're able to offer and what our staff is trained to do. I do believe OSF may still have a no-cost option that's in person that might be either one-on-one or small group based to quit smoking. Someone could contact OSF to learn more about that. But otherwise, the in-person small group opportunities, I don't know a lot about in our community at this time. So that's definitely a gap and something that we could look for funding to be able to offer again at no cost.
Make sure you keep that grant money coming.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're upgrading, you know, the resources that we offer and upgrading the strategies that we utilize.
Mm-hmm.
So do you ever tend to go to places like the Peoria Civic Center where, you know, lots of people gather for lots of different events? Do you have signs there? Are you able to put signs there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Peoria Civic Center, I know they have some outdoor spaces. Where we would have the opportunity there to make policy change is we could work with them to see with their outdoor spaces, do they allow any tobacco use or could they get updated signage?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as just promoting the program and promoting quitting, that could definitely be an opportunity if they would let us set up a table or put up flyers or have brochures.
Right.
So we're always looking for more opportunities like that. So thanks for bringing that up. We'll be in touch with the Civic Center.
I just thought of another opportunity because, you know, lots of kids go to the Peoria Riverfront Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you had sessions there or tables set up, you know, in those days when those kids come in to talk about that, that might be another opportunity.
That's definitely true. And I know sometimes the Riverfront Museum, they'll have exhibits that show, you know, lung health or smoking, vaping, things like that. So we've definitely partnered with the Riverfront Museum before for various topics. But yeah, once you really start thinking about it, there's really a lot of opportunities. I know we've worked with different like Riverfront events to make them smoke and tobacco free, have signs up.
I think it's a lot easier, you know, if you approach the, you know, make contact with the young kids before they get hit, before they try it, you know, because they think it looks cool. Because I remember when I first came to Bradley a long time ago and I saw the kids sitting in the sitting bull room smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And I remember rushing home to tell my aunt, I'm going to start smoking. And then she just took all the wind out of my sails when she said, make sure you always buy your own. So then when she said that, I'm like, she's not hitting the ceiling. You know, she's not making a big fuss. She just said, make sure you buy your own. So that's the reason that I don't smoke. Otherwise, if she had hit the ceiling, I would have smoked.
Wow.
So I'm thinking it's good to get the young kids thinking about it. Because it's a lot easier, I think, to have them disengaged than the people that are hooked like 50s, 60s, 70s. Yeah.
And the way we like to talk to students, we don't like to hit the ceiling or, you know, tell them, don't ever do this.
Right.
We really like to talk to them in a kind of a fact-based neutral way and just provide them the information they would need. Like, you buy your own, well, oh gosh, that's really expensive. That nowadays, that turns into thousands of dollars a year for someone that smokes a pack a day. And, you know, vaping devices are very expensive too. So there's definitely a high expense for smoking or vaping as
well. Okay. Well, Jessica, I just want you to know how much you've enlightened me, and I hope that our listeners have been enlightened about the Illinois Tobacco-Free Communities Program, and so that they know that the program has been updated and now includes vaping, and then individuals can call the Illinois Tobacco Quit Line, you know, if they want to, as young as 13, 866-784-8937. And then you said they can call the Health Center, 309-692-6650, to get information. So you go into, I don't know if you go into schools, but schools can bring kids to you.
We'll do both. We can go to schools or students can come to us. And we'll also go out and talk to adults, too, and set tables up and all that. And people can also reach out to their local health department.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for bringing this valuable information to our listeners. And I hope that they take note and know that if they're vaping, they're not helping themselves, because you said the amount of tobacco in the vaping machine can be multiple times higher than just regular cigarettes.
Yes. Yes, and one vaping device that can be equivalent to hundreds of cigarettes worth of nicotine.
Yes, and that can be deadly.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to remind our listeners that you've been listening to How Do You Feel? The show that's sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department and dedicated to your health and wellness. The show airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday. If you hear it on Saturday morning, you can tell your friends and family they can listen at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. If you miss either broadcast, you can wait a week or so and go to the WPNV podcast page, wpnv.org. Look for podcast page, and the podcast name is How Do You Feel? And you can get this information. Once again, I'd like to extend my gratitude to Jessica Johnson, health education specialist at the Halt Center here in Peoria on Knoxville. where you can go and get all kinds of programs dedicated to health and wellness. Thanks, Jessica.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And to our radio audience, thank you for listening and hope you'll join us again next week.
Now is always the right time with something positive.